I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Next man up, 102.5, the Game Jake Lyman. Parker Kelly with you on this Reaction Monday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. We are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly BI membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And we are thrilled for the second straight Monday to have Max Herz with us. Max is joining us live from Bridgestone Arena. We are talking Preds for the full first hour of the show. Max, what's going on?
Hi, Jake. Thanks for having me.
We are glad to have you. And the plan, at least for now, is to double up with Max this week. So we got him today, Monday. They were traveling on Friday, and we'll have Max back again on Friday to recap the last couple of games of the season tonight against the Sharks, and then Thursday, the season finale at Bridgestone Arena against the Anaheim Ducks. Max, an exciting weekend, and you head into the last week of the season. Preds still have a shooting chance to get into the playoffs, but obviously he's going to take some work, but a huge win over Minnesota on Saturday to keep those playoff hopes alive.
Yeah, from just the perspective of watching the Predators play, you'd think there's no chance they're going to miss the way they're playing right now. But with the Kings, who, as the kids say, are overtime merchants, you are going to need some help from three non-playoff teams this week. Kings are going to have to lose two out of three starting tonight. They got three games in 4 days, one more game left than the Preds do, which is the big difference maker here.
Yep.
Against Seattle, who was eliminated on Saturday, Vancouver, who's been eliminated since November, and then Calgary on Thursday night, who's been out of it for a couple weeks now. So you're going to need two of those teams to beat the Kings. You're going to need them to get 3 out of 6 points or fewer. And if they get 3 points, the Preds have to win both of their games, which is no sure thing either.
Right.
Playing against the Sharks, who are still alive behind you and need to win tonight in order to avoid elimination. And also the Ducks on Thursday, who still have not clinched their playoff spot.
Yep.
And may be playing for the division title.
Yeah, it's crazy to say that Anaheim is 1 point back of winning their division, but also there is still a path for them to miss the playoffs with just 2 games left in the season. So LA is the most likely path for the Predators to make the playoffs. Again, as Max mentioned, 3 points out of their last 6, and the Preds win both their games, the Preds would get in. But Anaheim, there's still a path there, too. If the Ducks are to lose in regulation to the Wild and the Preds win tonight against the Sharks, that game on Thursday would be win and in between the Ducks and Preds. So at least there's a couple different paths here for Nashville.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, the Ducks, it's ridiculous to say. They could win their division. They could also be out if the Wild are able to take care of business. So there still at least is a couple of options for the Predators, even if both of them are going to require some help from some other teams.
Yeah, you just got to win. That's really it. That's what it's been the whole time. And the Preds have taken care of that portion of it. Some days they've gotten what they need in other places, and that's great. And some days it's been frustrating to see the Kings beat the Oilers 1-0 on Saturday. I mean, that was when you were really counting on them to lose. But
right.
I know the team isn't thinking that way, so just win the games you got and see what happens, because everybody else in this race has been pretty unreliable at times down the stretch here, so really anything's possible.
Right, and last night, it would have been better to have it happen in regulation, but the Canucks beating the Ducks in overtime at least keeps them in that conversation as well. So the Preds, 2 huge games down the stretch. Of course, all of them are big at this point as the Predators try and sneak into the playoffs in these final 2 matchups. Max, the big discussion right now is the goaltending. Justus Onanen has been hot as of late. The shutout last week against the Ducks, then able to just give up the 1 goal in the win against Minnesota on Saturday. And, you know, UC Saros, I don't think he's been bad, but obviously Justus Onanen has been the hot hand. What's your view on the way Andrew Brunette is going to use these 2 goalies down the stretch, obviously with the playoffs still on the line?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, listening to Joe and Robbie talk this morning on the drive-in, and I love that this is the hot debate topic this morning. This is what you get late in the hockey season. Like, we've got the Titan-style debates on the Preds, and it's great because that means everybody's finally watching at this point in the season. So I think about it a couple of different ways. I'm not 100% sure what they will do tonight. And I think we'll find out at morning skate, but as Robbie said, like a half hour ago, right on this station, they may try and hide it. You never know. So we may find out within the next hour and a half here. Morning skate starts at 10:30, but we may not know until warmups tonight. So the way I thought about it was, I think personally, I would start Saros tonight to avoid losing him for too long here. And I was trying to think what I think the team will do since I knew you would ask me.
Yeah.
I think if I'm predicting what they'll do, I think they will start Onanen tonight. But I think I would go with Saros since he's your guy. He's the franchise. And if you don't start him tonight, there's a chance you don't get him again the rest of the season, depending how things fall.
Yeah, it's a really tough decision because, yes, as you mentioned, UC Saros is the franchise, and I think everybody can agree that overall, if you're looking on a season-long basis, UC Saros is the better goaltender than Eustace Onanen. But there is something about playing and staying with the guy who has been playing the best right now, and Eustace Onanen against the Ducks, analytically, it was the best goaltending performance of the season across the entire NHL, and then he was able to step up big against the Wild. So I see both sides of it. I think either way, Max, would it be correct to say whoever's in goal, there might be a little shorter leash depending on how things start tonight against the Sharks?
I don't know.
Or, I mean, I guess if you make a decision, you might want to just ride with it at that point.
Yeah, I don't think the fact that both goalies are playing well means you're more likely to make a change in game. I think the opponent does matter here too, and I think Saros has been so good against the Sharks that I think that plays in Saros' favor to get the start tonight. And I think the Preds have everything going for them going into this game with either goalie going. So I think within the locker room and within the players, I don't think it's something they're thinking about as much as the talk of the day is externally and on the radio here. I think they're just as likely to win this game with either goalie in. But I am really curious to see what they do because, like I said, I really do think it could go either way. So I don't know. I don't have a strong thought about what they will do, like I said, but I think I would start Saros.
Yeah, and I get that point as well. There was a texter at the end of Robbie and Rex Road who mentioned that as well, that, you know, yes, you talk about the hot hand with Eustace Onanen, but UC Saros hasn't lost a game to the Sharks since 2019. I know the Predators haven't lost a game in regulation to the Sharks since 2019, so maybe that has to play a role in it as well. I'm sure UC Saros is very confident facing this team that he's been able to stymie so much over the past few years.
Yeah, and he's already beaten them twice in the last couple weeks, so I think there's a familiarity factor. And looking back at the game in San Jose 2 weekends ago that the Preds won 6-3, basically all three of those goals were 4-on-4 goals, and Saros didn't really have a shot, especially the one where Celebrini was left wide open. Like, those are going in on anybody. Celebrini is one of the best players in the league. He's picking his spot. So I think that's something that plays in Saros' favor here. I just think you don't want to lose him for too long. If Onanen starts today and the Preds win, and you stay alive into Thursday, and you go with Onanen, and he wins both games, but the Preds still lose because of results other places and don't get in the playoffs, then you haven't started Saros the final week of the season going into the offseason. And, I mean, that's your guy. So that's just my thinking on that. I don't know if that's how the coaches are thinking, but that's what I think about why I would go with Saros today.
There are definitely short-term implications and long-term implications that have to be in play here. And, you know, short-term, you got 2 games to go to try and make the playoffs, and we'll see what Andrew Brunette goes with. Eustace Onanen or UC Saros, that is the big question. Heading into tonight's penultimate game of the season against the San Jose Sharks, Preds needing to win to keep their playoff hopes alive. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to text or call. Our phone line's driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. I will say, We do have a couple of Preds tickets to tonight's game to give away. We will do that later this hour, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We will give away a couple of tickets to see the Preds and Sharks at Bridgestone Arena tonight. We've got Max for the full first hour of the show. We will talk about Steven Stamkos hitting 40 goals for the eighth time in his career, and he did it with the Preds for the first time. We'll talk about Roman Josi, little banged up, missed the game against Utah, was back on Saturday against the Wild, and much more. Again, we have Max for the full first hour. We are off and running here on Next Man Up on this Reaction Monday. Jake Lyman, Max Hurst, Parker Kelly, Next Man Up, 1025 The Game. Teed up with us, the 5th Annual 615 Open, May 28th at Hermitage Golf Course. We are once again supporting Folds of Honor to help them fund life-changing scholarships for families of America's fallen heroes. You can register now to play or sponsor at 615open.com. Jake Lyman, Max Hurst, Parker Kelly with you. Max joining us for the full first hour of the show, live from Bridgestone Arena, as the Preds get ready to take on the Sharks tonight. Second to last game of the season and a ton on the line. We'll talk more about that game later on, Max, but I did want to highlight Steven Stamkos here. 40 goals, his eighth 40-goal season of his career. And I mean, it's just amazing after the way things went last year and the way things started this season to see what he's been able to do this season and become such a dangerous goal scorer like you expected when you signed him two summers ago. It's been really impressive to watch him, and I think Preds fans can't take it for granted being able to watch one of the greats of this generation of hockey scoring 40 goals for your team.
Yeah, it's been really special, and I think the fans have been so amazing to celebrate Steven Stamkos after they weren't able to really enjoy the fruits of that signing last year very much outside of a stretch midseason where he was producing a little bit on the line with Philip Forsberg and Jonathan Marchessault. But yeah, other than that, last season was a lost season for Stamkos, and I remain impressed with how he handled it. He was a true professional. He was a gentleman when times were bad, and that includes the beginning of this season when he had 4 goals in the first month and a half, and now here he is with 40, and it's just been so much fun to watch. He's got 13 power play goals. He's got the second most game winning goals in the league, so he's done it in every single way, and he's one of the biggest reasons, if not the biggest reason, why the Preds are in this thing right now.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it. 4 goals in the first 22 games of this season. So he has 36 in the last 58. He has been that good. I mean, especially the stretch that really got this team back into it. When you had that stretch where you lost 11 of 13 and you come back from Sweden and things just aren't going well, him starting to heat up was really the spark that this team needed that got them back into the playoff conversation.
Yeah, it made them dangerous in their top six. And where the top six sits right now, I think it's in the best place it's been in a long time. I mean, there were years when the Preds had a great top line, whether it was Forsberg, Granlund, Duchesne, or Forsberg, O'Reilly, and Nyquist more recently. But now for them to have really a true top six with Stamkos on the first line alongside O'Reilly scoring a lot, 5-on-5, and Matt Wood alongside Philip Forsberg, and we've seen how many times those lines have overlapped, and the Preds have played different guys in different places. And it's worked 5-on-5 with changes mid-game, changes mid-shift, different shifts with different guys. And the game-winning goal last game was Forsberg funneling a rebound to Matt Wood, who banged it home. And that ended up being the game-winning goal and the win against the Wild. So just the way that everybody has fit in together, I think, has been so exceptional. And the Preds really do have some talent up front right now at the top end of their forward group, which if Philip Forsberg gets 2 more and hits 40, it would be just the second time in team history that they've had 2 40 goal scorers. And still, Stamkos getting 40, it's only the 4th time in Preds history, the 4th 40 goal season. So it really is exceptional what he's been able to do after how different last year was.
And it's been really impressive to see what a lot of the veteran players have been able to do for this team. You mentioned Forsberg, 38 goals, he's close to another 40 goal season, 35 assists. And Ryan O'Reilly, we talked a ton about Ryan O'Reilly in trade discussions as we went up to the deadline, but he really is having one of the best seasons of his career. 73 points in 79 games. I feel like the factor sometimes can fly under the radar, but he has really been impressive this season.
Yeah, well, just from an offensive standpoint, O'Reilly is 4 points off of his career high, which was the year the Blues won the Cup in 2019, and that's like 10% of it. Of what he brings. So just that number alone is impressive enough for him as a top-line center playing with the guys he plays with and him earning all those points. But just the changes in possession, the stick in the passing lanes, all the things that Ryan O'Reilly does to win games for you. He's the Preds' number one penalty killer at forward. He's their number one power play center. He's their top line center. They use him for everything, and that's been the case now for three straight seasons into his age 35 season this year. You're getting everything you paid for times 100 with Ryan O'Reilly, and that's why they decided to keep him.
We've seen a lot of players step up, but Ryan O'Reilly is, I mean, like you said, he might end up having a career high in points. It would take a pretty big performance over the last couple of games here, but just 4 points shy of that 2018-2019 cup run with the St. Louis Blues. Let's talk Roman Josi here, Max. He missed that game on Thursday against Utah, did come back against the Wild on Saturday. I know that was a tough loss to finish the road trip in Utah, and of course, missing the captain, missing one of your best players on the ice, had to play a role in that 4-1 loss.
Yeah, it definitely did, and Steven Stamkos said as much after the game against the Wild. If you need to know how much Roman Josi helps us win, look at Thursday versus Saturday. And even if you don't see Josi making the big play to win them the game, look at the difference between those two games. And it's a pretty stark difference between a lopsided 4-1 loss that at one point was 4-0 in the third period versus Saturday, a tight win getting it done at home. And I was really impressed with how much Josi was able to do on Saturday, having been there since Thursday and morning skate. It was visually evident that he was not his full self. You knew he was going to try to play in that game. Warm-ups on Thursday didn't look much better than morning skate on Thursday, and they ended up making him a scratch. And then Saturday he comes back. I wasn't sure how much better he could have gotten in a day and a half, and he did enough to play in the game. And I thought he looked pretty good, despite those limitations, still coming back from an injury. So I was really impressed that he played. I don't think he ever doubted it for a second, but the difference between a Roman Josi lineup and a no Roman Josi lineup, especially when Nick Hague is also missing, that's a big difference.
Right, exactly. I'm missing Nick Hague and Roman Josi was tough. And Roman Josi, even at 80%, gives you a better chance than no Roman Josi at all.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, even if he can't do everything, he still does so many things that you get a lot of those winning plays from him. And just him being there makes a difference, too, with your lineup.
And with Nick Hague, I know he's been kind of day-to-day for the last couple of weeks. Do you think that we could see him back out on the ice coming up for these final two games?
I think it's possible. I have not seen him skate, Jake, just because the Preds haven't had
right.
a practice or a morning skate since Thursday. But yes, I think it is possible.
Well, that would be huge because, again, tonight, this game against the Sharks, it's funny when even a week ago, you looked at this game, you thought this could be a kind of winner-go-home game between the Sharks and the Preds. The Sharks have fallen out of it, but obviously for the Predators, it still has the same amount of stakes as it did previously, even if the Sharks aren't really a factor in the playoff race at this point.
Well, I think it's still the same for the Sharks, because if they lose tonight, they are officially eliminated. They pretty much have to win out if they want to get in. And again, the scenarios are based on what happens with the Kings. And now the Preds have the Ducks that they can look up at as well, which is nice because it leaves an extra outlet for the Preds if the Kings do take care of their business this week on the road. But I think the Sharks are really interesting because on paper, they aren't a complete enough team in my eyes to get there yet, especially because they haven't gotten the goaltending that they need. But Celebrini is the best player by far.
Right. And having the best player on the ice gives you a chance. And Macklin Celebrini, in just his second year, has been putting numbers up like that, which it makes them dangerous. But as we kind of talked about when we had the goaltending conversation, UC Soros has to feel confident against San Jose. And I really think there has to be something for these Predators players of you see that Sharks logo on the other side, and they feel pretty good about their chances with the way they've played to them over the past six seasons.
Yeah, and I think even looking at the smaller picture, this is the third time playing them in the last 3 weeks.
Right.
And they've beaten them twice, 6-3. So, I mean, that game in San Jose is much closer than that 6-3 made it out to be. the first game here 3 weeks ago today, they took care of them. That was a lopsided one early, and yeah, they were able to walk that game to the finish, which was a nice feeling for a Preds team that has not really ever gotten to do that during this playoff push. But that game in San Jose, they got everything they could handle from the Sharks. I think the Sharks were a complete team on that day. I still think they don't have a playoff-worthy decor,
yeah,
especially with John Klingberg out injured. Like, they could cover some wounds with Klingberg and Dmitry Orlov, the veterans on the top pair. But without Klingberg in there, I just don't think they have the D to get it done. And look, the Preds have scored six on them two games in a row.
Right.
And six against each goalie. One against Nedeljkovic here at home, then one against Askarov in San Jose. So, I mean, the other thing you think about coming into tonight, do we finally get to see Yaroslav Askarov's first regular season start at Bridgestone Arena?
Yeah, that's a very good
for
point.
For any team. He never started a game here in the regular season for the Preds. So I think they have to go with him. But the Sharks have been struggling. They've been streaky. They've lost three in a row. They've lost four of five since the Preds last saw them. And the last 3 weeks, they've had a six-game losing streak, a four-game winning streak, and now they've lost four of five, including three in a row. So they've gotten streaky at the wrong time. I think next year they could be a contender for their division, and honestly probably should be
yeah.
a contender for their division up there with the Oilers. But this year I'm a little skeptical in terms of what they've got left.
If it is Askarov and net tonight, I think the "you sucks" might be just a little bit louder on every Preds goal. So it could be a fun matchup between goaltenders tonight over at Bridgestone Arena. Again, we do have two tickets to give away. We will do that later this
Ooh.
Hour. Again, we have Max until 10 o'clock. We will continue talking Preds. Preds fans, tomorrow is the final Smashville Live of the season. 102.5 The Game will be broadcasting live from Brewhouse South in Cool Springs at 6 p.m. You can meet your Predators players up close and personal and also get autographs and pictures. Smashville Live is presented by Gary Force Acura. We've got more to come with Max Herz. We will keep talking about the playoff race, but also some other things going on around the Predators. The GM search continues, looking for Barry Trotz successor. Also, some big news about next year's Preds broadcast. We'll talk about all of that with Max over the next 30 minutes. Jake Lyman, Max Herz, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Max Herz, Parker Kelly. Max Herz from Preds Radio with us for the first hour of the show. We got a couple more segments with Max. The Predators, two games left in their season, still alive in the playoff race, likely need to win out and get a little bit of help from the teams facing the Kings and the Ducks. Couple of big ones tonight. We'll talk about those. But Max, just big picture here. The general manager search obviously still going on behind the scenes. And you know, there's a lot of names that have been thrown out there. I mentioned a few of them that Elliot Friedman brought up last week to you. But just in general, it does feel like the Predators are casting a very wide net with this GM search based on some of the names that have been floated out there so far.
Yeah, as they should be. And I think the things we've heard recently from Elliot Friedman and others is that they may be looking at a director of hockey ops and a GM separately. And I think that's an interesting approach just because the Preds have never had that before. And I think it would allow them to bring in a combination of experience as a GM and upside as a first time GM. So I think that's something to look out for, and I'm happy to hear that. And I think the Preds are definitely making progress on the search, has been reported. So I think it's great. I think they're ahead of the curve on the teams that are just opening up spots now, the Kraken, the Devils, and it sounds like the Canucks as well. So I think the Preds did everything right with their timing.
Yeah.
And I think that the team plays well while all of this is going on. Definitely doesn't hurt the desire for candidates to come be a part of this either.
Right. And you mentioned the idea of having a director of ops and a GM. And I know that might be a sore subject around Nashville just because of the way some of the Titans' decisions have worked out in terms of front office structure. But this is something that is becoming more common across all of sports. You split that role up, and it allows you to do exactly like you said, bring in somebody who maybe has more experience running a team, but somebody who also has the upside as a first-time candidate. And also, again, not knowing who they're going to go with, but it might allow you to have somebody with more familiarity to the Predators' way and the organization, and also bring somebody with some outside ideas that can kind of mesh together. I know that's been a huge topic of conversation, is inside or outside of the family, doing that might allow you to marry both of them together.
Yeah, I think it leaves the door open for a lot of things. So we heard Barry Trotz asked about this directly by Adam Vingan with what I think was a good question earlier last week on DVD. Yeah, I had to remember what day of the week it was. It was last week, last Tuesday. And Barry basically said, I don't think it would be a bad thing because there are times I want to be in two places at once, and I can't with everything that needs to be overseen, not just the team, but meetings where Trotz wants his voice in there. There are a lot of things you're managing at one time. You're managing the current roster. You're managing the AHL team. You're managing all your prospects who are in other places. You're managing every single draft year prospect out there.
Right.
And your scouts and your amateur scouting. So you're managing those four different things at once, which every single aspect of that has an assistant general manager on it. But also you're managing things like development of technology. You're managing analytics, which are things that the Predators have gotten more of in the 3 years that Barry Trotz has been the GM. You're also managing the development of the practice facility, which will be under renovation this summer at Centennial under the Predators' guide. And they're trying to figure out exactly how they want to do that right now. So there are a lot of things going on at once. And it's not just about, hey, who are we calling up from Milwaukee because Nick Hague is hurt? Like, there are a lot of things that need taken care of all across the calendar. And I think Barry Trotz's answer on that was pretty telling.
Yes, and the GM search obviously has been thorough. They got out in front of it. Like you said, other GM jobs starting to open up. So excited to see how that all works out as the season comes to an end. Would expect that there may be some news there in the coming weeks ahead of the offseason this summer. Max, also some big news last week. The Predators announcing the new way to watch the games next year. It'll be live on Channel 28, The Spot, next year, local in Nashville, and there will be a separate streaming service that you can get in the Nashville area. This is something that I think a lot of teams, again, across all of sports, NHL, NBA, MLB, are starting to go to, and it just makes it easier for the fans in the market to find the games, and you can't really complain about that.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming. For people who follow the sports media stuff and the sports business closely, the FanDuel Sports Network was doomed to go away for a couple years now, at least, if not longer. So that is gone. I know that has caused a lot of people a lot of strife that they can't get it, whether it's on YouTube TV or other methods. So for it to be accessible as many places as possible is the big win here. So you're going to be able to watch it with an antenna on your TV, which you can easily get at Target or Best Buy. That is the total foolproof 100% way to watch it. Then over the summer, the Preds will be making more announcements. Scripps will be leading the partnership, which is a company that owns a lot of TV stations, including Channel 5 here in Nashville. They're going to be doing the deals to hopefully get it on every single cable provider and YouTube TV that is not finalized yet, but hopefully will happen over the summer. And then also there will be an app that you can subscribe to if you are in the Predators viewing area here in Nashville and other places in Tennessee and bordering states to get it there. So I know it's a little bit complicated to lay all of that out there, but to simply say it will be the easiest to watch the Preds that it has ever been on TV. If you don't live in Nashville, nothing will change for you. Or excuse me, in the Predators viewing area, if you watch on ESPN Plus outside of the Nashville market, you can still do that. If you watch on Center Ice, you can still do that. If you watch in Canada or other countries, however you're currently watching, you'll still be able to watch. But the moral of the story is it will be so much easier to watch the games. The games will be on casually in more places. They'll be on more frequently in more places. As many games as Channel 5's schedule allows will be on Channel 5 throughout the season as well, in addition to Channel 28, which is currently ION. But the moral of the story, it will be so much easier to watch, and this is something that the Preds have been hoping to get to for a long time, and finally, contractually, they were able to do that going into next season.
No, it's great for the fans, and I know, like you said, it might sound complicated right now, but it's going to be easier once the season rolls around to find those games. And I know a lot of teams around the NHL are trying to find new ways to get their games in front of the fans in an easier way. I know the Red Wings, their rights are now owned by the MLB somehow. It is packaged with the Tigers, so they're all going to be on the same channel there, but the MLB is the one running Red Wings broadcast. So it's all kind of complicated right now as we move on past the FanDuel Sports Network, but overall, it's going to be easier to watch the games, which is what everybody wants.
Yeah, I think this goes in two directions. Some channels are trying to sell you something extra, and others are trying to sell you the least they ever have and just bring you the game, no questions asked.
Right.
And that's the direction the Predators are going. And they are the fifth team to do this exact thing with this same company, Scripps Sports. The other teams are the Panthers, the Lightning, the Golden Knights, and the Mammoth, who did it the moment they got to Utah.
Yep.
And those teams have made it easier than ever for people to watch their games without subscribing to anything if you have an antenna. And it's been great. And those teams are all playing really well right now. And I think it makes it so easy for people to get involved. Like, we have fans who come to a lot of home games who don't watch on TV. They don't watch the road games because they don't have the channel. And it wasn't easy to get the channel. So I think this opens up so much for so many people and will bring a lot of new people in too, which is great.
Well, let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. David is called in wanting to chime in on this conversation. David, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. Just had a quick question. I don't know if you guys can answer it or not, but I live in East Tennessee over around by Sevierville, the Smokies, and I watch the Preds on DirecTV on the satellite. Do you know if I'll have a way to still watch on DirecTV from over here?
So, David, the answer is we don't know yet because they are working to find over-the-air affiliates in other cities that are part of the Preds viewing territory. So hopefully we'll know sometime this summer if there is an affiliate on one of – I assume you get the Knoxville area news stations?
Yeah, it would be Knoxville, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
So they will try for – somewhere in the Knoxville area, somewhere in the Memphis area, maybe somewhere in the Tri-Cities area too, Bristol. Yeah. I'd say that the thing that you could do that would help, I'm not sure if any of the Knoxville area stations are Scripps owned, but to either contact the stations either on the general lines that they list or contact some of the sports reporters and just let them know right. That there is interest. Because the Preds and Scripps will be contacting those stations at some point this summer if they haven't already to try and get deals like that.
Okay. Well, do you know, I watch on FanDuel on DirecTV, and I also have ESPN Plus. I've never watched. Do you know if in Knoxville you can watch on ESPN Plus?
I don't think you can. I think you guys are considered part of the Preds territory. The other thing, and this will apply to anybody who is in what the NHL considers to be the Predators viewing area, which I believe is all of Tennessee, most of Kentucky, and then at least parts of Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. Anyone can subscribe to the Preds app plan once it comes out for next season. This isn't available to you yet, but it will be lesser than the cost of the FanDuel app right now. And anybody in the Preds viewing territory will be able to subscribe to that, hopefully sometime in the summer. So if nothing else, even if it's not on a channel for you, you can do that. And I think it should be pretty cost effective. But they will also be trying to get it on an over-the-air channel in East Tennessee, too.
Okay. Yeah, I lived in Murfreesboro for 15 years. I'm a diehard Preds fan and have continued over here. So, definitely need to have that.
Thank you for the call, David. And I'm sure that's that information is helpful for everybody in the area wanting to know how they're going to be able to watch it. But bottom line, it's going to be easier, and more information will be coming throughout the summer leading up to next season about how that's all going to work. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to join the conversation. We've got one more segment with Max. We'll give away that pair of Preds tickets to tonight's game. We'll wrap up and get ready for Sharks and Preds tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Jake Lyman, Max Hurst, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, Max Hurst with us. Max with us for one more segment. Preds and Sharks tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Preds looking to keep their playoff hopes alive, and we've got a pair of tickets to give away. Let's go with caller number four. Caller number four at 615-737-1025 wins two tickets to tonight's game, Preds and Sharks at Bridgestone Arena, puck drop at 7. Caller number four, 615-737-1025. Excited for tonight's game, Max. It is a winner-go-home type of mentality. Obviously, you can't be eliminated with just a loss. The Kings would still have to win tonight against the Kraken, but your season's on the line. This is a must-win for the Preds tonight against San Jose.
Yeah, look, regardless of what happens other places tonight and tomorrow, I don't see the Preds getting in unless they go 2-0. So that's the part of it you really got to take care of.
Right.
And you got to hope for some help from other places. And look, for a while it felt like you were going to have to catch the Kings, and it's, oh no, they've got three games left. They're all against eliminated teams. And then the Ducks lose to the Canucks last night in overtime, so you're one loss away for Anaheim against Minnesota. If the Wild beat the Ducks in regulation tomorrow, then it's head-to-head, Preds and Ducks on Thursday, which is crazy. But then, like, when you beat the Ducks last week, you set this up for yourself. So there are ways for the Preds to get in, and whether it's the Pacific bracket or the wild card, these teams keep getting in their own way, and if it can keep happening, the Preds can be the beneficiary.
Right. You look at the path. I think Money Puck has it just over a 20% chance for the Preds to make the playoffs. But if the Preds win their last two games, you really only need one or two other games elsewhere to go your way, whether that's the Ducks losing in regulation to the Wild, or whether that's the Kings dropping one, losing in overtime another game. There are legitimate paths for the Preds to make the playoffs, but you're right. It all starts with the Preds winning their last two games against the Sharks and the Ducks.
Yeah, and wouldn't it be something if the Kings get into third in the Pacific here?
Right.
Like, if the Ducks lose on Tuesday in regulation, which the Wild have nothing to play for, but we saw, even without some guys, they're still good here on Saturday. If the Kings get third and then they have to play the Oilers again in the 2-3 for the fifth year in a row.
Right. I mean, this is there are so many different ways that this could work out. The Eastern Conference has pretty much settled in. Philadelphia, I believe, is just one win away from clinching the last spot that's up for grabs in the East. But in the West, there's ways to look at this and say, all right, the Kings and the Preds get in, the Ducks and the Kings, the Ducks and the Preds. It all could be played out in so many different ways over the last 4 days of the season, and that's why we love it. The NHL, it always comes down to the last couple of days.
Yeah, and that's why they're not changing this playoff format. That has a lot of objections because it leaves doors open for a lot of crazy things to happen. Very little has been decided with seeding in the East, other than that the Hurricanes have won their division and the
right.
Penguins have second in that division. Neither team knows who they're playing. There are a lot of options for who they could play. And then in the Atlantic bracket, 1, 2, and 3 are separated by 2 points, and it's all still up for grabs. So I think this playoff format, despite the fact that it has its flaws, is showing the upside right now.
Right. It makes the last few days of the season really interesting, but you do look at it and say the way the playoff format is laid out, you know, Dallas and Minnesota having to play each other in the first round, while you could have, like you said, Edmonton and LA for the fifth straight year on the other side, and Vegas could win their division with 91 points right now with 80 games played. There are flaws to it, but it does leave us with some great hockey being played over these final 4 days. So tonight for the Predators, obviously rooting for the Preds to win tonight at Bridgestone Arena. That is number one. You have to be able to take care of your own business. But for the Kings, I think the one thing you look at and you say gives you hope, the Kings do have to finish their season on a 3-game road trip, and that starts tonight against the Kraken.
Yeah, the Kings just don't have it going on for whatever reason, and that's why I'm still so shocked they beat the Oilers 1-0 on Saturday.
Right.
Can the magic of Andrei Kopitar's final season carry them to get it done with 3 games in 4 days? So they should be better than they are. They're just not getting goaltending, and I for their sake, I hope they stick with Anton Forsberg down the stretch because he's been so much better than Darcy Kemper the last little bit here. But you never know. anything can happen. So let's go Kraken tonight, and let's go Wild tomorrow. And Preds just got to take care of business and beat the Sharks and the Ducks. And that's a long list, but it's simple. As long as you win, anything can happen.
Right. Preds, if they get the 2 points tonight, you can sit back and scoreboard watch and hope that Thursday is a game that you win and you are in to the playoffs. Really important hockey being played over the next four nights at Bridgestone Arena, and excited to have Max Herz on today. And the plan is we'll have Max on Friday morning as well to recap whatever happens down the stretch of the season. But Max, we appreciate you coming on, and let's go Preds. Let's bring it home and get to the playoffs over these last 4 days of the season.
Yeah, thanks, Jake. Thanks, Parker, and congrats to whoever won those tickets. I got everybody I've ever met in my life asking me for tickets for tonight, so that's a valuable commodity.
I will say the phone lines lit up for those, so congratulations to whoever was able to be caller number four, and excited for Preds and Sharks at Bridgestone Arena. Max, we'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, thanks, guys. Hey, I think some tickets are still open, so hit up the Preds website if you're trying to get some.
Yes, get out there, cheer on this team tonight. Again, Preds and Sharks, 7 o'clock puck drop, and you can listen to Max on the pregame coverage starting at 6 o'clock right here on 102.5 The Game. We'll talk more Preds later in the show, obviously. A lot that needs to be sorted out in the playoff race, the goalie debate, Big Juice versus UC Soros. Who goes tonight? We'll get into all of that. But coming up next, we'll talk some Titans. The countdown to draft night is on. We are 10 days away from round one in Pittsburgh. What are the Titans going to do? What is anybody going to do in this draft? It's so wide open. We'll get into it coming up next. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up. 102.5 The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.